It seems to me that when we see who we are, this is just about the most intellectually clarifying thing we can do. And I think when you live from these simple truths, you don't become some kind of nit or idiot. You don't become an idiot. You come rather the other way around. I think you sharpens your wits. It doesn't dull your wits, does it? It sharpens your wits. But all the same, that the bottom line is mystery, isn't it? And we lose the mystery when we think we know. Look, everything is totally mysterious. I mean, say, well, such as what? What isn't mysterious is the question. I mean, I do this. How the hell am I? I mean, talk about miracles. I haven't a clue how I do that. I mean, what does it involve? It involves the cooperation, the most minute, I mean, the most, what should I say, precise cooperation of billions of entities of different grades, namely cells, molecules, atoms, particles, by the billion, and all cooperating to do that. And if I'm playing a piano or playing ping pong, table tennis, think of the and the speed with which this is done. Look, what about my talking now? How am I talking?
Yeah.
I mean, am I controlling those vocal cords?
Yeah.
I don't know what vocal cord is. How am I doing that? Everything is totally mysterious. And the most mysterious thing is that there should be anything at all.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is the really bottom line. That really is.
I've been feeling for so long, and it always overwhelmed me. There shouldn't be anything. It should be.
Well, Steve, if you've got that, and you have, you've got, for me, the most precious thing. Normal, forgive me for again using the term God. I would say, just provisionally, use the term God, which is really who Steve really is. God is the one who is absolutely, totally, totally staggered by his own achievement of being, for no reason and with no help, there's nothing, absolutely blank, nothing, pop, up it comes. And God says, how the hell did I do that?
And that's why it's all a miracle.
And it's all miracle. And this is superb.
You wouldn't even know that.
This is superb. And, you know, I try and share this with all my friends, really, ultimately, and quite a lot of them. Quite a lot of my dearest friends and long-time friends say, Douglas, I don't quite get what you're talking about. And others do. And I don't think it is. Doesn't separate them into deep people and shallow people. But you know, some get excited about it, and some don't quite get it, and some say, well, yes, perhaps it is rather strange. But, I mean, I find it, suppose you were staggering.
Yeah.
And when you have that, Steve, you've got superb treasure. And after that, you see, it puts things in perspective. After that, I mean, your troubles and the world's troubles are peanuts.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be anything at all.
Yeah.
I mean, think of what compares with that for importance. Not only is this achieved, but it's achieving at this moment. And not only is it being achieved at this moment, it's being achieved exactly where you are. It's your achievement, the achievement of who you really, really, really are. Not Steve, but of who you really, really are.
But Douglas,
and this is superb, I think.
But to be clear about the language, you say from nothing, but actually consciousness or awareness is something, isn't it, you could say?
No.
You can't touch it, you can't see it.
Consciousness is not something, no. I would differ from you there, Steve, in the point of language. Consciousness is of something. It's not something.
Awesome.
Consciousness is no parallel. Consciousness is no. There's nothing in the world. You can't say what consciousness is. Yeah, and it's indescribable. Not because we don't know it, because it's the only thing we do know. Because we are it.
Yeah.
And it's indescribable. And it is. It is something that is like nothing else.
Is it because you can't stand outside of it? You can never stand outside of it to look
at it? No. That's right. And but there's Gerard Manley Hopkins has got an essay about this, and he says that between any two things in the world, you will always find, don't care how different they are, you will always find some connection between them. But between consciousness and other things, there's no connection. So it's just totally in the class by itself. And that is the mystery, and that's who you are. And it's not a thing. And things are rather like one another, or they're connected with one another. They belong to a system. But consciousness doesn't belong in the system. Right. The system belongs in consciousness.
Yeah,